Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Let's begin today in John chapter 14. We're going to begin at verse 31. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. I thank you, Lord, that you are revealing yourself unto us and that we are counted among the declared righteous. And I thank you, Lord, for your precious blood, everything that you are doing in our lives. And I thank you, Lord, that we know you and you have written our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen. We left off in John chapter 14, verse 30. It says, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince or ruler of this world cometh and hath nothing in me." Verse 31, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence." Even so I do. Obedience again. It is about obedience. Will we obey the commandments of the Lord? The commandments: love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole soul, with your spirit. Love God. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We're going to love him with our whole heart, and we're going to obey what he says, because that is a sign that we love him and that we believe him and that we believe that he has the best interest for us and that he wants us to be saved and he wants us to be with him in eternity. Do we understand that, you know what, we are not worthy of what he has given us, but he loved us so much that he has given us eternal, everlasting life? Do we comprehend that? Because if we truly comprehended that, we would be behaving a lot differently. And I know it's rough being in this world because there's so many temptations. There's so many things pulling us up, trying to pull us apart. There's so many dynamics going on, trying to pull you to the left or right. But do we believe God? And are we looking forward to spending eternity with him? And because Jesus even said, "The commandments my Father give me, even so I do." Jesus doesn't ask anything of us that he doesn't do himself. That's what I love about him. He is the ultimate leader. Let's talk about leadership a little bit, because I think a lot of times we believe leadership just is about privileges. It's about having people serve us. But to the contrary, it is about serving others. It is a leader. It says greatest in the kingdom is servant of all. It is not about getting a position of notoriety so now you can tell people what to do. It is about servanthood. And Jesus is saying here, "I submit myself under the hand of God. You submit yourself unto me." The church submits themselves to Jesus. We have to be submissive. We have to be obedient. And we have to be humble. Humility. We have to do that. And that is a sign of a disciple. Let's go to chapter 15, verse 1. "I am the vine. I am the true vine. I am the genuine vine. And my Father is the husbandman, the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it or prunes it, that it may bring forth much fruit. So let's look at that. Every branch that doesn't bear any fruit, he takes away. So we have all the non-believers that just won't bear any fruit at all, don't desire to, and they have went the way of the world, he takes away. But those that remain and that we are bringing forth fruit, he prunes us so we can bring forth much fruit. That means he strips back, takes some things away. He brings back. And so sometimes it looks like we are decreasing, but we decrease to increase. You know, it talks about a seed, if it goes down into the ground, it dies first in order to bud and then bring forth the blossom and then produce. So some things in us have to die. Paul talks about dying daily. Some things have to die. Some things within this flesh has to die. We can't carry it around. It's weight. It's weight. Things that we want in the flesh, constantly going and doing things that we know is not beneficial to us. Maybe going to places that are not beneficial. Having conversations, constantly complaining. I'm studying also the first five books of the Bible. I'm in Numbers right now with a group, and we're talking about the Israelites when they came out of the Exodus, from Exodus all the way through Numbers where we are right now. Talks about that constant complaining. They complain so much. But you know what? If we were there, we'd probably have been complaining too. They complain so much. But because of that complaining, they constantly had to deal with things because of their mouth. And they stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. How long will you stay in a situation because of your complaining? You just won't believe God and hush up and be content where you are. Wherever you are, find contentment. God, what do you want to do? Want me to do in this circumstance, during this trial, or during this season of my life? I can't do anything about what's happening right now. Only you can, and I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to leave it up to you. But Lord, prune back the unnecessary attitudes and bitterness and frustration and unforgiveness and those things that are holding me back. Prune those things back that I may bear much fruit. You know, prune back the past of my hurts. Take that away. Prune back my desire of constantly going after things that I know are no good for me. Prune back that disobedience where I continue to do something that I know you told me not to do. Prune that all back. I may be bearing 2-3 apples on my tree when I could have so many more that people can pluck from me and find nourishment. Prune me back, Lord. And that's what God does. It doesn't feel good, but surrender to it and let God work on you. He's working on me. He continues to work on us. Let him do it. He loves us enough to not leave us the way that we were. That means that we're not bearing as much fruit as we can. And we want to bear as much fruit as our tree can hold. Amen. Join me tomorrow on The Word of Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.